AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Before the UN General Assembly, Russian Ambassador Sergei Lavrov said Ukraine is to blame for the war, refuting claims of torture and violating human rights. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke earlier.
The more setbacks Russian forces endure on the battlefield, the greater the pain they are inflicting on Ukrainian civilians.
Blinken says Vladimir Putin can change this.
One man chose this war. One man can end it. Because if Russia stops fighting, the war ends. If Ukraine stops fighting, Ukraine ends.
Putin has said he sent his armed forces into Ukraine because of risks to his country's security from what he considers a hostile government in Ukraine, and to restore what he considers to be Russia's historical territorial claims on that country. President Biden is at FEMA's office in New York, getting an update on Hurricane Fiona and the damage it's done to Puerto Rico.
My wife and I were talking about it last night. We pray for the, I know the death toll is up a little bit, but you know, all the people displaced and all the people who are just scared to death knowing what happened before, especially if you went through it last time.
Fiona caused an island-wide blackout, and some 62% of customers are still without power. A third of customers, more than 400,000, did not yet have water service. California is temporarily banning insurance companies from dropping customers in areas affected by recent wildfires, a day after evacuation orders were lifted for residents after a two-week blaze that's become the largest in the state so far this year. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones took the stand at his defamation trial in Connecticut as he tries to limit the damages he must pay for promoting the lie that the 2012 Sandy Hook school massacre was a hoax. Victims' relatives have been giving emotional testimony during the trial's first 6 days about being traumatized by people who said the shooting was fake. This is AP News. King Charles' stand on climate change may be limited now that he is king.
Just a year ago, at a UN climate conference in Glasgow, the then Prince Charles delivered a rallying cry to world leaders to act with all dispatch and decisively to confront a common enemy. That common enemy is climate change, and a topic very dear to the now king's heart. However, now that he's monarch, in accordance with the traditions of Britain's constitutional monarchy, Charles must be careful to stay out of politics and government policy. The task will prove harder than ever now that Prime Minister Liz Truss's government has lifted a ban on fracking to boost domestic energy supplies. Karen Chamas, London.
Some Hyundai and Kia cars and SUVs are missing a key anti-theft device, and thieves know about it. An insurance industry group says the cars are stolen at nearly twice the rate of the rest of the auto industry because the keys lack computer chips for theft immobilizer systems. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.